Hi, everybody. Welcome to our fourth installment of 2012's Signature Snaps, the top five special teams plays. This was a big season on special teams for the Packers and a lot of big plays to choose from. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. Let's get to it. Play number one is Randall Cobb's 75-yard punt return for a touchdown against San Francisco in week one. This gave the Packers a chance to come back in this game, although they came up short. They were trailing 23-7, and Cobb's touchdown makes it 23-14. He gets some nice blocks from Brad Jones and Brandon Sane to get around the corner, also gets an illegal block in the back from Terrell Manning. The officials talked about it, the replacement officials. They didn't call it, the touchdown stood, and the Packers were back in the ball game. Play number two is Tom Crabtree's 27-yard touchdown on a fake field goal against the Bears in week two. Now, this comes on 4th and 26 from the 27-yard line, and the Packers are leading just 3-0 late in the second quarter. Crabtree takes the shovel pass from holder Tim Maste, gets a couple of blocks from Don Barkley and Evan Dietrich Smith. TJ Lang doesn't even have anybody to block. This play is so wide open, and Crabtree cruises into the end zone, finally giving 4th and 26 new meaning in Green Bay. Play number three is John Kuhn's 5-yard run for a first down on a fake punt against the Saints in week four. This comes on 4th and 1, but with the line of scrimmage, the Packers' own 18-yard line, it doesn't get much gutsier than this for calling a fake punt. The Packers throw some great blocks up front, Kuhn plunges ahead for the first down, and the Packers would go on to score a touchdown on this drive and extend their lead to 21-7. Just when you think the Packers have pulled out all the stops on special teams comes play number four, an onside kick at St. Louis in week seven. Green Bay has just taken a 7-3 lead in the first quarter, and they catch the Rams completely by surprise. The only player for St. Louis with a chance to recover the ball is taken out by Jarrett Bush and M.D. Jennings. Jamari Lattimore eventually falls on it for the Packers, and once again, they make the gamble pay off, drive for a field goal, and extend their lead. Play number five is Devon House's blocked punt against Jacksonville in week eight. On this play, House comes unblocked off the edge, gets a piece of the punt, and the pinball, you might say, is eventually recovered for a touchdown by Desmond Moses for the Packers to extend their lead to 14-3. This was the first time the Packers had blocked a punt for a touchdown since 1990, and it was a big, big play in this game. Those are your top five special teams plays of 2012. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. We have one segment of Signature Snaps left, and it's our play of the year. We'll take the top vote getters from all our previous categories, and we'll go over them one more time and give you a chance to vote for your favorite play, your signature snap of 2012. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com.